angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Merry Christmas and welcome to our special Scandi Bible Church Christmas Eve service for 2024, as we gather and praise the coming of our Lord and Savior with our traditional Lessons and Carols service, a progression of scripture readings, congregational hymns, and instrumental and vocal music from our church family to remind and retell the story of stories that would forever change the world.
Beautiful. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome. And it is just such a joy to gather with you on this evening, celebrate the light of Christ that has broken into this fallen world. And tonight, as we sit under the beauty of God's Word, we're reminded that Scripture is not merely a collection of stories. It is one great story, and it's pointing to Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. And from the earliest pages of Genesis to the soaring prologue of John's Gospel, the Bible unfolds a promise of rescue, redemption, and renewal. And tonight we walk together through this story from the first glimmers of hope in the garden to the brilliance of God's glory in the face of Christ. And when I think about Christmas, I think often about the North Star. And just as mariners were guided by its light, mankind has the promise of the Savior. And from the moment humanity fell in the garden, God had set a plan of redemption into motion and a promise that was fixed as a star. And through the centuries of waiting, prophecies coming, giving us the hope of the Messiah, the Savior, a King who would bring justice and peace, a shepherd who would gather his people, a redeemer who would crush the serpent, who would restore all that had been lost. And then on a night like this, the promise was fulfilled. And the true light came into the world, not just to guide us, but to dwell with us. Emmanuel, God with us. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory. And as we walk through the readings this evening, let the Scriptures anchor you and anchor your heart to Christ, that the light of God's promise shining through every word of prophecy, every fulfilled hope, and that the songs that we sing would lift your souls in true worship as we respond in the we respond to the Lord in the magnitude of what he has done. And remember, this isn't just the story about the child born in Bethlehem. It is a story about God's eternal plan accomplished in Christ to bring us home. It's the story of light shining in the darkness, a light that the darkness could not overcome. And so tonight, we invite you to behold the glory of God in the face of Christ, to worship him in joy. Will you pray with me? O God of light and love, on this night we gather to remember your great gift, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. May our hearts be filled with wonder and worship as we hear the story of your redeeming love. Open our eyes to see the beauty of Christ in all the scriptures, and may his light shine brightly in our hearts tonight and always. In his glorious name we pray. Amen. please take out your hymnals and join us for Of the Father's Love Begotten, hymn number 214. Please stand us and join us and sing O Come Emmanuel, hymn number 218.
Thank you. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it or you will die." The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." To the woman, he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children. Yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Now the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham, and he said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Now take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on the mountain of which I will tell you." They came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there, and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac, and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son, but an angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad, and do nothing to him. For now I know you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns, by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." And it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed I will greatly bless you. And I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars in the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
If you would please stand and join us. And it came upon a midnight clear, hymn number 246.
Amen. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence, as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult, a cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness, from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child. Then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel, and he will arise and the shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will remain, because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. This one will be our peace.
If you'll please rise and join us with O Holy Night, hymn number 240.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she, who was called barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus.
Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told by them, the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just had been told to them.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, the Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it came to stop over the place where the child was to be found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And then, after they had come into the house, they saw the child with his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
As we continue our worship, would you stand with us and sing the first Noel, hymn number 223.
Thank you.
seated.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ."
If you'll please rise and join us with Joy to the World, hymn number 224.
Love you guys. So glad to have been here with y'all. Thank you, Cynthia, for playing. Thank you to our choir, who had planned up until a little while ago to just be up here for two brief songs and then sit with you. But it's the season when sickness is going around, and our song leader, Logan, was sick, and I said, "Would you guys mind staying up here the whole time and standing up and wear comfortable shoes?" And I'm so thankful that they did. And as we conclude our time together this evening, let us carry the light of Christ, the light that shines in the darkness and that the darkness cannot overcome. From the first promise in the garden to the fulfillment in Bethlehem and beyond, God's word reminds us of his love that is unchanging, his promises that are true, his salvation that is complete in Jesus Christ. And may this Christmas season be a time of deep joy and renewed hope as we celebrate the gift of God's Son. And as you go, may you live as those who walk in light, bearing witness to the glory of Christ in all that you do. Would you please pray with me? O God of infinite mercy and boundless grace, on this night we marvel at the wonder of your love. You sent your Son into the world to be our Savior, to be light for those in darkness, to bring hope to the hopeless. You are faithful to every promise, and in Jesus Christ, all your promises are yes and amen. Yes. And as we leave this place, may our hearts remain fixed on Christ. Let the joy of his birth overflow in our lives, and may we shine as lights in the world, proclaiming the good news of great joy to all people. Keep us steadfast in faith, fervent in love, and overflowing with hope until we see our Savior face to face. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the light of the world, and for his glory. Amen. Amen. Love you all. Merry Christmas.